This because it's my turn to get gunged today in the Radio 1 Gunge Tank. Mm.
Can I propose something?
I'm not like that, but you're very sweet.
Can I propose that we take it back to basics and actually stick to the rules? And if you don't win, you don't get gunged. No, if you do win, you don't get gunged.
Why would you want to do that now?
Why today?
On Friday.
Because I think it's taking away from the feature a little bit that everyone's getting gunged. Mm. There's just no tension.
We should be consistent.
The only person who hasn't been gunged so far was Zane Lowe.
Look, if you want. We can make the rules so that I don't get gunged, full stop.
No, I think there should be a fair chance of you getting gunged.
Right.
But, you know, you're up against someone. I think it's only fair on them that we reset the rules and say what happens, happens, rather than everything goes.
We play fair.
Yeah, gunging Westwood was payback for me, so I
yeah,
had to
you
do
enjoyed that.
I did.
Mm. That was kind of like some kind of mental payback.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a victory for women.
It was.
It was in many ways.
It's a victory for me.
So, yeah, so I'm in the I'm in the gunge booth, but I have no idea who I'm in with, who I'm playing against. Not a clue.
I would never have guessed Vernon yesterday.
No, me neither.
I wouldn't have.
I mean, granted, it wasn't him in the end because he didn't turn up.
I thought it might be
Greg. I don't know who's going to be. No idea. No idea whatsoever.
You've kept those secrets well, actually, because I haven't known any.
Do you want a clue?
No. Yeah.
No.
Blummin'.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Go on.
And he's bringing his plane.
Blummin' gunge me. Go on.
We're done now. We're done now.
Yeah.
I would pay to see that.
No.
He wouldn't get
blumen,
gunged.
Blummin', blummin'.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Blummin', blading, blummin', now.
I'd love to film Lord Sugar just having these ideas pitched to him, just to see what his reaction would be. It'd be hilarious.
We
want to put you in a gunge.
No,
a gunge tank.
No. Speaking of old men, did a montage of slow motion gunging with this music.
Oh, we should. That'd be nice. Be very cinematic.
Yeah. Well, I'm in my gunging outfit already. Got my non-branded t-shirt.
Mm. You're very on message, actually, there.
Non-branded, like, sweatpants. Pants and socks. I've got to spare everything.
Would you mind talking us through the outfit, please, Mr. Morse?
Yes, it's quite simple. It won't take long. Mm. Black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Mm.
Black sweatpants. Black socks. And black undercrackers.
Nice. Going with the black.
Well, yeah, because if it gets...
It's like gothic leisure wear, isn't it?
Yeah, you get soaked to the bone, so that I've noticed. Mm. And then straight into the shower, sort myself out, and then cold now at 9 o'clock. So I'm looking forward to going in the gunge tank. I'm really excited. I'd actually be disappointed if I didn't get gunged.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So if you want to disappoint me, that's what you could do.
Fine, okay.
You could rig it.
Dave had a good idea after he was gunged yesterday. We should have worn shorts all week.
Yeah, swimming shorts.
Yeah.
Much easier to dry.
Well, we'll do that after 8 o'clock this morning. We've got to speak to Jake Humphrey as well, just before 9, live from Abu Dhabi, ahead of the Grand Prix this weekend. Next week, by the way, we've got... Then we will officially announce that I'm getting gunged. I've no idea who with.
Do you know, I do now.
Do you?
Well, I don't, but somebody suggested a name on the text, and I thought, yes, of course.
Yeah, someone tweeted a name, and I thought,
obvious.
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea, no thought, but I'll find out who... Will be sitting with me in the gunge tanks upstairs. We'll find out very shortly. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio. I like that song from Bruno Mars. Webcams, if you want to come and watch us, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Let's switch the webcams on now. Oh, we're on. Hi.
Oh, were we on already?
We've got to work that cue out.
Yeah.
Seemingly now isn't strong enough. Hey. And it's time to reveal which one of us is going to get gunged today.
All this week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live on radio and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
So far, Dominic's been gunged, Tina, Dave, and Allard.
Yep.
There is only one person left, and that person is me. Now, how annoyed would you three or four be? Mm. But imagine if Allard knew. If Dominic, Tina, and Dave, if there was a twist, And actually, two of you were to be gunged instead.
That wouldn't be fun because
no.
I've only just stopped smelling of gunge.
Yeah, it's a horrible smell. It's a horrible thing to have happened.
It lingers.
That would ruin my Friday.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's reveal.
Playing Truth or Gunge today is...
Dominic Burke.
Huh? Oh. Gina Dick.
No.
Playing Truth or Gunge today is Chris Moyles.
Yeah!
Oh. Didn't see that coming.
I was really hoping for a millisecond it was a double bluff.
It's now official.
Told you.
So it's me in the Gunge Tank today.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Gunge clothes. I have no idea who's going to be in the Gunge Tank with me. When are we going to say?
At 8:15 when you're sat there.
When I'm sat there.
In the Gunge Tank.
Do you know, Dom?
Who you're being gunged with?
That's a
no.
Yes.
No, I don't. I don't know.
Okay.
I have a hunch.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No. As in, like, I think I know who
right.
it might
you'll
be.
You'll be okay.
Tina?
I have an inkling, but I'm not sure.
Alan, do you know?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Bono?
Would it be that would Bono? Be great. Hello, hello. Come and gunge me. That's how he talks.
As I said.
Johnny from X Factor. Oh, hello. Cover me in gunge.
Also good.
Joey Essex.
What?
Could be Joey Essex.
Which one's that?
It's one of them off
Reem.
Oh, I wouldn't know any of them.
Do you not?
No. The James Arjun Show.
On with Vernon tomorrow.
So what?
On with Vernon tomorrow.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Yeah. Have a word with him about them jingle ideas that they've been coming up with. So, just after 8 o'clock, I will go upstairs. Is it on right after the news at 8? I can't remember.
No.
8:15.
And then I'll be in Gunge Tank number 1, and special guests will be in Gunge Tank number 2, and then we'll play the game. It can't be that simple, though.
Blummin'.
Yeah, Lord Sugar. Yeah, come on, blummin', hurry up, blummin', bleeding, blummin', gunge.
I tell you what, if he...
I'll give you £1,000 and gunge him now.
If he did do it, you would have to go in his light aircraft.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'd have
yeah,
to.
But it's not... Yeah, but Lord Sugar's not going to be in the Gunge Tank upstairs.
We don't know.
Yeah, we do. Dave, he won't even do a voiceover, let alone sit in a tank and potentially get gunged.
Granted, he's not who I think it might be.
Right.
You're talking about the guns.
Oh, my God, Lady Gaga.
No.
Lady Gaga.
Whoa.
Chris, you're forgetting the other part of the game. The truth. And these questions. Has anyone had their day that they've been happy with their questions?
No.
No,
everyone
not overly.
Everyone seems to have been quite miffed with them. So,
yeah.
You're forgetting about that element.
Well, it doesn't bother me.
Right, I'm ready. I'll be gunged later.
Truth or gunge. Only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
I've no idea who's going to be in the Gunge Tank with me today at all.
Surely there's one name that's obvious.
You?
No, I'm not doing it again.
Do you think? I don't think it's obvious at all.
Oh, don't say an obvious name. And if it is that person, I'll feel...
I think that there's
bad.
One person that... Yeah.
Would you write really? It down for me? Well,
granted, I didn't think of them, but somebody did on the text, and I think that they're correct.
Really? Yeah. So when you say it's obvious, now that somebody's pointed it out to you, you now think it's an obvious
yes.
choice?
Yeah.
Right, so maybe it's not as obvious as you previously thought.
Do you not think, Al?
Yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
That's, yeah.
Is that who it is? Is he right?
You want me to be honest and say?
Yeah.
No.
Is he not?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
Yeah, obvious choice there, Dave.
Okay.
Right, yeah, it's an obvious choice.
Well, I do another one then.
Well, no, but hang on. You have to admit that at least it's not an obvious choice.
Well, I think it is an obvious choice.
But you don't know who it is.
It's still an obvious choice, even if they're not doing it.
I don't know who it is.
Could it be? Is it Dean Nabarro, who's executive producer of Chris Moyle's Quiz Night?
Yeah. He'd be good.
I'll get a text from him later today.
Yeah.
Why does he listen again rather than...
No. He hates it when I mention his name.
Why?
He just hates it.
Does he? Dean Nabarro doesn't
Dean
like
Nabarro.
It.
Dean Nabarro.
Dean Nabarro. Dean Nabarro.
Dean Nabarro.
Yeah. And what happens is now, if you know Dean Naburo, you have to text him and say, oh, I just heard your name mentioned on the radio. And then he'll get a few of these texts and he will be, if he's listening, he'll be like this, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. And if he's not listening, he'll start getting texts and he'll be like, oh, what was he saying? Oh, no, why did he mention me?
Don't does do he
that.
Really hate
yeah, it? Yeah, don't do that. Oh, he really does.
In the text, you should
he would walk
like,
around in a cardboard box with just holes cut out for his eyes if he could.
Really?
Yeah, he really would.
Say that Chris ripped into you.
No, don't say that.
Do it, go on.
Just go, just text him saying, oh my God, can't believe that story Chris told about you on the air. Is that really true?
And did it happen on a roller coaster?
Well,
put that in brackets.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Is it my mum? Is it me and mum in the gunge tank?
I'm thinking not.
Is it my brother? He'd be well up for that. Oh, he's got a good sense of humour for being gunged.
He'd love to be gunged, wouldn't he?
No.
Simon Cowell?
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Kelly Rowland?
She wouldn't do it, I don't think.
Louis?
Kissy sellout with his guns.
Yeah.
Well, I know he was on late last night, early this morning, so he'll be asleep. I don't know. Either way.
Oh, we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, either way, it's still going to be me that gets gunged, isn't it?
Realistically, yes.
How are you feeling?
Quite looking forward to these questions.
I just want to do it.
I know.
I just want to get it done.
When are you doing it?
Do you know, the only thing I'm only concerned about is getting, you know, really soakingly wet.
Mm. Well, you will. You'll get drenched if you get gunged.
Now, don't get sensitive over the questions either.
Oh, brilliant.
Because right, you know, it's they've been quite funny all week. It's
never
a joke.
Listen to the clips.
No.
What?
No. I am watching.
The teaser, I'm seeing the seconds, because I can see the jingle buttons, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Friday round one teaser is 2 seconds long, and then the actual reveal is 51 seconds.
That's quite a story.
Cool.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Yeah,
know,
I do. Yeah. I do.
Well, you shouldn't know. How come you know?
Well, because mine's out the way now. And I think it was all hands on deck when it came to yours.
Hands on deck.
It was all hands on deck when it came to yours.
Sharing that responsibility.
Yeah. Well, if you want to watch me get gunged, and I don't know why you would, don't bother, you're too busy, then you can go to a computer and watch bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and just click on the live cam and you can watch me getting gunged. Yay! Why would you want to?
Actually, that's another obvious choice that's just come in.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That one.
Oh, I thought that's right.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that right. You can tell by his face. Me and Mark Thompson, Director General of the BBC. BBC Radio 1. Mark, you ready?
No.
Oh, you sound like Simon Cowell. I'm my brother.
No.
We should have invited him in. Hi, Mark. Would you like to get gunged? No, too busy? Sure, okay. Hit him again! Hit him again! No, Mark, no! Is it Big Boss Ben Cooper, the new controller of Radio 1, getting down with the workers on the shop floor?
Look at Alex's face.
No, actually.
Right,
it's not.
Okay, no, it's not. We will all find out very shortly. And don't forget what day it is today as well. It's McFly Day, so we'll have to play some Stargirl as well soon.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Dominic has the news, Tina has the sport. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
3 minutes past 8 now.
Gunge machine is broken.
No, I've just been up. Just checked it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Rubbish. Friday morning, 11th of November 2011. Good morning, everybody. BBC Radio 1. Wherever you are around the UK, hi. I wonder how many viewers will get tuning in to watch me get gunged.
Oh, like, probably 10 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think without me, but
I'd imagine it would get lots of hits.
In a nice way, people would like to see you with gunge on you.
Mm.
In a nice way.
I wonder what colour your gunge is going to be, because it changes colour
a little. Yeah, I have
now,
noticed.
Mine
if
was
it's brown, I'm out of here, and you'll never see me again.
Yeah. Mine was like a rusty
mine
brown colour.
Mine was a brownie colour.
Mine was pink.
Mine was blue, and that was bad because it stained.
Mm. Oh, did it?
Your pants were blue, or your socks?
Pants, socks, and dangly bits on my trousers.
Whoa, I'm not going in there.
He had blue dangly bits.
Good Lord. So what do? We play two records and then that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
I've just been up and checked. Everything's ready.
Oh.
Your rival is ready. Although he's gone to get some food, so it'll be 2 seconds.
So it is a he then.
Oh, you just said he.
No, but that could be a trick.
It'll be 2 seconds and then be back.
And by the way, it gets a bit claustrophobic in there.
Does it?
And warm. The cubicle is very warm until the gunge comes and that's cold.
Oh, stop your whinging. It's only gunge. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's it.
Come on.
You'll be screaming like a girl.
And
other things. I'm going to man up. I'm a man, Dom. I'm a proper man.
Yeah.
Ain't going to get no for me or who don't like this. It's any gunge.
We need to take this clip out and then play it when Chris starts screaming.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Whatever. I bet you anything you like, I'll scream. Anything you like. I am not the new Dean Gaffney. All right, 2 songs then we'll do it. Come on, let's go. Go to the website, watch it all live on the webcam. Beautiful. BBC Radio 1. Tina, what day is it today?
It's McFly Day.
This week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live on radio and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
So it's the final day of Truth or Gunge. So far, all of us have been dunked. Myself, Dom, Tina, and Aled, which means only one person is left, and that person is currently upstairs in the Radio 1 office in their pre-gunge attire. Christopher Moyles, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything, Matt.
Yes, you can.
By the way, if you want to see this, go online now to see the cameras. bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is brilliant.
You can hear me.
Hello, Chris.
I can't hear anything.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Should we just leave? Because I can't. Shut up.
He can hear perfectly well.
No, I can't.
No, I can't hear.
Would you tell us who you're up against?
Well, blumming apprentice. It's not Alan Sugar. It was a surprise to me. I didn't think this was an obvious choice at all. And quite frankly, I don't understand why she's decided to agree to do it.
She.
Because next to me in the gunge tank is Sarah Cox.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Morning,
Sarah.
Man, look, I got promised a buffet, and I've come here under false pretenses. I thought it was a finger buffet.
Did you?
And instead, it's really horrible.
Even more so, Sarah. You didn't have any sleep last night.
Yeah, you've been sleeping rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I slept on the pavements of London last night with 600 other people for Centrepoint to raise awareness of my homeless charity.
Good for you.
So
I've had very little sleep. I've got a massive forehead, and that seemed to have sheltered the other people sleeping around me, because it seemed to take much of the wind. So I've got sort of frozen forehead itis. Apart from that, I'm fine.
Did you sleep rough in that outfit?
No, I went home and got changed. I don't know why.
So hang on, you got changed before you.
Oh,
yeah. And now you're barefoot in a gunge tank.
Yeah, it's really horrible. It's like a strange.
Hey, guess you're at the school run, though, doesn't it?
That's true. Lola will be listening, actually. Hi, sweetheart. Mummy's not going to get gunged.
Mummy might get gunged.
Yeah, I might do.
Mine's dripping already, by the way.
I know, it does that, doesn't it? You have to be careful, though.
Oh. It's really dank. It's like a really dirty shower cubicle at a really bad hotel.
Oh, how are you both feeling right now?
I'm all right, actually. I'm quite looking forward to it, but it just keeps dripping.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like a shower, and every so often you get it down the back of your neck, like that. Well, but I'm all good. And will you just remind me, though, before I get gunged, to take my poppy off?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Well, I think you should take it off now.
Yeah, take it off now, because who knows what's to come.
Well, us, obviously. But yeah, we do.
You don't. So, do you want to get on with it?
No,
not really.
Here we go. Should we kick off round one?
Oh, yes, good point. Hang on.
Truth or Gunge.
Round one.
Chris has taken all his ornate jewellery off.
Yeah, really. Necklaces and everything.
He's deep-linged.
He's like Mr. T.
The tiara's off.
Ain't got no gunge tank, fool sucker.
Right. Christopher.
Hi there.
Listen up. Here we go. We have a clip from one of your best mates.
Okay.
Hi, Chris. It's your friend Jody here.
Now.
Oh, you little git!
Jody.
Little git, Jody.
Jody very kindly shared a potentially embarrassing story about
Why
you,
has he done that?
Christopher Moyles, because we paid him, which involves you in a state of undress. Now, do you want to guess what the story was, potentially winning yourself a point, or are you passing on this round, thus giving your opponent, the lovely Sarah, the advantage?
Me in a state of undress?
Yes.
I know stories about him in a state of undress. Me?
You.
This is all about you.
This is you in a state of undress. Now, you can guess or you can pass. Either way, we'll find out, but it's all about the points.
I can't think.
Have you been naked with him often?
He's been semi-naked.
Has he?
Yeah, he's party tricky, so he gets one of them out. Tim's been naked.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Well, are you passing then?
You better pass.
Sadly, I'm going to have to.
Okay, well, we'll have to hear what it was. Here we go.
My story is about the time we went to Dublin to see Take That, and we were very lucky to be staying in U2's hotel. So the whole group had gone for an afternoon nap before the night ahead.
Right.
So I decided to make the most of the quiet time and enjoy the one-man hot tub on the roof overlooking Dublin's beautiful skyline. I cracked open a beer, stripped down to my boxer shorts, and I made myself cosy. Less than 3 minutes later, Chris turned up to see me sitting there, thinking he's maybe just going to talk for a few minutes about the plans for the evening, or maybe respect the fact I'm almost naked and leave. What did he do? He stripped down to his boxers within 30 seconds, cracked open another beer, lit a fag and squeezed in next to me. I was worried that at any point he was just going to lean in for a kiss. A rather uncomfortable 15 minutes later, he got out and put his bathrobe on and left me to it.
Yeah.
I'll never forget those soaking white boxer shorts clinging tightly to his bum cheeks.
Right,
it'll give me nightmares forever.
Yeah.
And there's always, as well, the getting in and out of a hot tub, there's always that angle that's just never good just for the person still sitting
there. All these stories are so... There's a bit of artistic license on these stories. I was first to the hot tub and then he arrived.
Anyway, that was a wrong...
But as Sarah says, getting in and out of a hot tub is a tricky manoeuvre anyway, especially when you're carrying a beer in a fag.
I don't smoke, by the way, kids, and neither should you. Yeah. Nicotine's bad.
One to Sarah, then.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, well, Sarah's looking good for you.
Oh, what did you do?
Lola, mummy's doing very well. So, round two.
Truth or Gunge, round two.
This is one of those we ask 30 people questions, right? So.
There's a fight in the office. What's going on?
Someone's shouting it back.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Did you hear that? What was that, Matt?
There's a problem with the light.
There's a problem with the light?
Yes.
Christopher.
Yes, Dave.
Round two. We asked 30 people at Radio 1 how approachable they thought you were.
That is amazing.
Was this anonymous?
Bear in mind how people react at the Christmas party. Which now doesn't happen.
You don't like me very much, do you?
So 30 people asked how approachable they thought you were. The options were A, very approachable.
Yeah.
B, quite approachable.
Yeah.
Or C, not at all approachable. So the question we need to ask you is how many people out of those 30 said that you weren't approachable? Is it A?
That I wasn't approachable.
Yeah. Is it A, under 10? Is it B, 10 to 20? Or is it C, 21 to 30?
Can I just like to point out at this point that if people do think I'm unapproachable, that's their insecurities and not the way that I am around them. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Yeah, I think they're intimidated by your handsomeness.
I think they're intimidated by me, but I don't give off intimidation.
No, you're warm and friendly.
Shut up. I think.
So, how many people...
B.
You're saying B?
Yes.
10 to 20 said that you were not at all approachable.
Yes, correct.
Final answer.
Yeah, final answer. Now, where are my options to help me? How come I don't get the...
I gave you the options, you weren't listening.
No, but I heard the options, but where are my clues?
We are helping you.
Where's the behave, Chris?
You have to be sure to get the right answer, but then you also have to say what you see.
I'm saying B.
Saying B?
Yeah. I'm
10
right,
to 20.
Yeah, I'm right, aren't I?
The answer
Yeah.
Was B, it was 14 people.
Oh. Yeah!
Which means
in your face.
You have a point. So, currently, it's one each.
How can you do this to me, Chris?
What, you soaked to the bone?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait, Coxie. Yeah. Yeah.
Been waiting since 2001.
In my apple green jogging bottle.
You know me and my apple green.
Right, should we move on?
Yes.
Round three.
Truth or Gunge. Round three.
Chris Moyles.
Yes.
You worked at many radio stations before joining Radio 1.
Yes.
And during that time, you had a stint at Radio Luxembourg in the early 90s.
Yes.
When you were known not as Chris Moyles, but as Chris Holmes.
That's true.
We have here a clip from one of your shows.
Sunday afternoon, it is gorgeous here. Like sunny weather all over Europe and the UK. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. This is Chris Holmes live from Luxembourg.
Tomorrow, oh, hit the phone call.
One of two power plays all this week at the Station of the Stars, and this is brilliant. The follow-up to Stay from Shakespeare's Sister. This is I Don't Care from Luxembourg.
Wow. That's a, what a great link.
Now,
what
now.
A great link.
The vocal
all week everybody else has been like really embarrassed.
Really
like,
slick.
You're like, I hit the vocal.
Now, vocal on that one.
But what, that was the early 90s, so I was only like seven. Yeah.
If I said that we only had one clip from Radio Luxembourg.
Bird.
What did I say, Luxembourg?
Bird. Yeah, Radio Luxembourg. Yeah.
Bird. If I said we only had one clip, I'd be lying, because we also, not only do we have the link into Shakespeare's Sister, we also have the link out the back of Shakespeare's Sister.
We've already described Shakespeare's Sister's their look at the moment. Well, at the back, loads of experience with Wendy Lloyd, we did that earlier on. But that's a brand new song from them, and a power play all this week at Radio Luxembourg, the Station of the Stars, called I Don't Care. If you want to vote for that as your favourite song or any of the songs we're playing, then jot it down and send it to Luxy at 74 Newman Street, London West 1. And then you can hear how your vote affects the new Top 20. And that original chart going to be coming up tonight at 9:30 with Tony Adams. As we continue, this is Delamitri and Always the Last to Know.
So if you can't hit the vocal, just let it go.
It's the Station of the Stars.
Did you have Did you have a feature called the Backload Challenge with Wendy Lloyd?
I couldn't really hear what I was saying.
Right.
I definitely heard it at 30. Also earlier you did the weather of the UK and Europe.
Yeah, that was amazing. Sunny in Europe.
Sarah's called Radio Luxembourg. The clue is there.
Oh yeah, I thought it was the cake.
No, we're the studios are in Luxembourg.
But does everybody listen to it in Europe?
There's two questions. One, did it cover Europe? Yes. Did everybody listen? No.
Yeah.
No one listened.
I'm going to have to rush you.
There's no question.
Hey?
What?
There is a question.
What was the question?
It's about to come.
All right, okay.
You went on after that to host, obviously, this prestigious show, for which you've won two Sony Gold Awards for Best Breakfast Show. The question is, when did you win the second of these awards? Was it A, May 2007, B, May 2008, or C, May 2009?
What do you think, Dave?
What do I think? Again, I think you've got to be very careful.
And let's just see if you know.
Exactly.
What you're talking about.
Cheating. Because...
Oh, brilliant. You just give me a clue for each option.
The answer is...
B.
Or is it A?
A.
Or is it C?
I'm running out of bed here.
The second Sony Award...
Second one.
Four, five, six. I'll go with 2008.
You're going to go for B?
Yeah.
It was B, mate.
Yes! Foxy, you're getting a soaking. Wow.
If I get gunged, you're getting gunged as well.
That's like a dream come true.
2-1.
Not even taking me out for dinner first.
So is it 2-1 to you?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
It's looking ominous for you, Sarah.
Matt Fincham, you know what? He promised me the world if I took part.
If I get the next question right, you get gunged, Sarah. And
oh, this is really bad.
I'm dry. Yeah, isn't it terrible?
It's
nightmare.
Round four.
Truth or Gunge. Round four.
Can we close the booths, please?
Yeah, for Sarah.
We could be gunging.
Well, it's not me, is it?
It could be soggy Sarah time.
Oh, no.
Probably better than I said your first
name.
Absolutely.
Do you want to sit on my knee, big boy?
Wow, really?
Yeah. Come on.
You can come and sit up. No. Yeah, well, no, I'll watch.
Are you sure? Should we not do it together?
That's a good clip.
Do you know what? It's like we're in jail.
Maximum security.
Come on, give me another question so Sarah gets
grabbed. Right, round four then. Here we go. Yeah. Here's the question. We asked fans of the show on the Chris Moore Show Facebook page
and chrismoore.net
on chrismoore.net to describe Chris in one word.
Out of 600 people.
Out of the 600 replies, which word was the most popular? Was it A, legend?
Ooh.
B, cuddly?
I like that.
Or C, mouthy? Legend, cuddly, or mouthy?
Wow.
Cuddly, I don't think will be used.
Okay.
Sarah's looking absolutely petrified in the gunstock.
Mouthy is more of a critic's terminology.
Yeah.
These are your fans now.
Hang on. So are you veering towards legend?
Yeah.
I am. That only leads
me on. But only through an elimination process.
Out of the three, I'm thinking legend.
Oh no, I am. I'm thinking. Fans are not going to go cuddly, and I don't think they're going to say mouthy.
Yeah, if hero or god wasn't in there,
that would have been
legend,
hero, god,
Maverick.
Kaiser, savior,
idol,
genius. Legend, cuddly, or mouthy?
I know it sounds massively big-headed, but for the reasons that I've just explained, I'm going to say legend.
Okay, you're saying legend.
Yes.
Well, the answer is B, cuddly.
Oh!
Oh. Which means, Sarah, it's swung round again.
It's 2-0.
It's 2-8.
This is tense.
Amazing. Isn't it?
We're down to the tiebreaker. So,
can I just thank all the Chris Moore's fans who called him? Is it cuddly?
Cuddly.
Yeah. Cuddly.
Get a cheeky get.
We have a tiebreaker situation, which means we have to go to round five, which we will do after the news.
Oh,
it's so tense. Yeah.
Or Gunge. Only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Sorry, Chris.
This is brilliant.
Shove it.
This is brilliant. Because, do you know what? It's great that it's gone to tiebreaker. Hey?
Cuddly?
Yeah, cuddly.
That's as bad as bubbly.
Cuddly? What's that all about?
Do you not like cuddly?
Did they mention legend at all?
Yeah. What about a cuddly legend?
They said legend a lot. You
cuddly
said.
Legend is what they said.
Cuddly legend.
Yeah.
A slightly approachable.
You know,
legend.
I love the fact that funny wasn't even in that list. Charming, genius, none of them.
Out
sexy,
of the three,
well hung.
Of you look so funny on the cameras. We panned out and you just look like these two figures sat chatting to each other in boxes.
If in love.
If you're not, I'll wait for you, honey. I love you.
I'm only doing 29 years. That'll be 28 in good behaviour.
I won't have my own teeth, but I'll still have you.
If you're not watching this yet, by the way, go
online.
You're missing something special.
All right, fading everyone out now.
Right.
Save the news. Come
we
on.
Will come back after the news with round five. First, though, it is just gone 8:30 news time with Dom and T.
And the weather, cloudy with showers for much of the UK. Heavy rain and strong winds in the west. Some sunshine, though, in parts of northwest England and western Scotland. To sum up, a little bit gungy. 8:33 now.
All this week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live, on radio, and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
So we go back to the Gungerama for round five.
Truth or Gunge. The tension builds. We're going to the tiebreaker.
The tension builds. How are you feeling, Sarah?
What was that? Sounds like you're releasing the tension.
We should just paint the picture a little bit. Chris Moyles is locked in the left-hand cubicle. Sarah Cox is locked in the right-hand cubicle as we look, and they both look absolutely petrified, especially Sarah.
I'm kind of like trying to go into like a fetal position to avoid any splatters.
Hello.
How are you feeling, Chris?
Yeah, all right. I'm quite excited by it.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's like some really weird blind date scenario.
Should we just do it naked?
Yeah.
I might just literally rip my shirt off and just go embrace the whole thing. Then again, I might not. I might jump out the door.
I think Sarah would rather be gunged.
Yeah, well, you'd be like that man who does the diet drink advert. It'd be like a diet, right. Diet Chris moment where your shirt's up and you're all covered in blue guns.
Let's have the guns!
Right, tiebreaker time.
Okay.
Chris, from yes. time to time...
Yes.
You're known to erm when you speak on the radio.
Yes.
How many times did you use either word during an hour of last Monday's show?
Well, I gave my answer earlier to Matt because it's a tiebreak question, and, okay. I think I've blown it.
Well, we have an answer from you, and yeah. we obviously have an answer from Sarah.
I think I've gone way too high. I think that was a lot.
All right, so we need to hear the clip. This is from...
We're going to give you the answers, actually.
Okay.
All right, yeah. So, Chris, you
You'll
said...
This,
yeah, thank you. I missed that final rehearsal.
My favourite bit was, I've got to hurry up.
I know. My favourite bit was his news intro. At 8:30.
I couldn't see a clock. Right, Chris, you said... How many times did you during an hour of last Monday's show? You said 48 times. Sarah, you said 38 times.
Oh,
we need to hear the evidence.
It's close.
This is it.
Do you like Halloween?
Oh, is that it?
I've lost count.
So, Chris, you said 48. Oh, Sarah, you said 38.
Nowhere near.
I
was
to count on my fingers then.
It was, at some point, it was quite tuneful, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you hear again?
Yeah. Do you like Halloween?
I'm not going to hear again. Okay. I'm not interested.
Do you want to hear the Radio Luxembourg clip again?
No.
Come on, then. Right.
So Sarah's got it right, didn't she?
The answer was...
Yeah.
37 times.
Oh!
Which means, Sarah, you were only one away.
One away?
Which
wow.
means...
You're off the hook.
Sarah gets the point. Sarah's off the hook.
Uh-huh.
Chris
yeah.
is getting the soggy stuff.
Okay. Now, this is the bit which now I understand why you're all making faces.
This is the horrible bit.
Do we do a countdown?
And the anticipation is ridiculous.
How are you feeling just now?
I feel all right, but it's just the anticipation of it is ridiculous.
Do us a favour. Look up.
No.
See the hole in the ceiling?
Yeah, there'll be a hole in your ceiling in a minute, pal.
Dave, what are you doing tonight, Dave?
Oh, what am I doing tonight?
Yeah,
well, I've got a gig in Brecon, Wales, which is where you're from.
Yeah, that's very nice.
With Dominic.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Very much.
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I'm just hanging around.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Cleaner, any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, movies tonight.
It's time to gunge in 3, 2, 1.
How are you feeling, Chris?
Okay.
It's not moving.
It's still going.
There's a waterfall on his head.
Oh, my.
Brilliant.
It's still going.
Stop. All right, stop. Let Chris speak.
Oh, man.
How was that, Chris? That looks brilliant.
Have they doubled the amount of gunge in there? There's loads.
Do you know what it looks like? You know those things you put in the toilet that make it flush when it goes blue?
Yeah. Move your mic, Chris.
There you go. Can you hear us, Chris?
Yeah.
Gosh.
How was that?
Disgusting. Do you know what? I feel like an ink cartridge from a fountain pen.
Yeah.
Who's got the button? Who's pressing it?
Anna. By the way, it's Anna's last day today.
Anna, you know how Chris was rude to you the other day? If you want to press that button again, feel free.
Go on, Anna.
When have I ever been rude to Anna? No, when have I ever been rude? No!
He looks like a cheap pair of jeans put on a hot wash in his room.
Oh. It just stinks.
You are drenched.
There's a lot of it, isn't there?
We can't hear you. Move your
Okay, he's showing his pools of blue in his crotch region.
Lovely.
That is attractive.
Oh, nice.
They've gone quite sheer, those, Chris, if you can hear me.
I think you need to be careful when you stand up with them.
Oh, wow, he is tall.
Blimey.
Wow.
Well done, Sarah.
Thank you, my love. I'm still quite nervous being in here.
So you should be.
I can see the button, but nobody's going near it. Please don't press it.
Does anyone want to press the button for Sarah?
No, please don't. Thanks, Anna. Love you.
I do feel kind of like a bit
Well, it's the end of the week.
Sarah, you know, you've been a great sport. It was great having you play and everything.
Yeah.
But come on, Matt.
No, Matt wouldn't do that to me.
He would do it.
He would, you know.
He's walking near the button. Please don't, Matt.
Go
please.
On.
Remember all those years where I made you fetch me drinks? Please
yeah, go
don't.
On, Matt.
He's now lightly fingering the button. Please don't.
But the nation wants to see it, though.
Yeah, no more.
I'm sure
Matt.
They don't.
They do.
I slept in for charity last night. I'm a really good person.
Matt, I'll do it if you don't do it.
Go on,
you better not. No, I'm going to escape.
Matt, do it.
You can't say it for health and safety reasons.
Come on, Matt.
Whatever you do, Matt, do not accidentally stand on it with your foot.
What's Matt going to do?
Please don't gunk me. I nearly gesticulated then remembered that we... No! Oh, he went near it. This is horrible.
Matt, just press it.
Just go on,
press
Matt. It, go on, Matt.
Just... I'm not going to do it.
No, he's
do
not going to do it.
You only got one towel anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you little.
But everybody, Chris Moyles, everybody did very well. I'm trying to like move it on.
I think you both did very very well in your own way. Sarah, you're still dry, which is unbelievable.
I know. I'm so thrilled. You must, thank you.
You must feel relieved, Sarah, to have got away with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you saying that? Is somebody running up? No! Please, Ali, don't.
Sarah, close the door.
Close the door.
What's Ali doing up there, Sarah?
So it's been your best interest to close the door.
It'd be in your best interest to close the door. Tina, do you want to rethink that statement? The doors are open.
Right, well, it looks like you got away with it then.
Yeah.
Well done, Sarah.
That is amazing.
Well done,
thank
Christopher.
You.
Well done, Sarah. You may now exit.
You look like a dream, Christopher.
The Gunge Tank.
Truth or Gunge. Only on The Chris Moyles Show on BBC Radio 1.
Well done, Sarah.
That's a very soggy crotch.
Oh,
look
my
at
goodness.
Chris stepping out. So,
that's awful.
He looks like he's just been pulled out of a river.
You're right, Chris.
And he gets handed basically a flannel sized towel.
Look at his hair.
Oh, by the way, Chris, try not to use the towel too much on you now because that's what you'll use when you come out of the shower.
Yeah.
What, one towel?
Yeah. So you'll find that you'll end up drying yourself what's effectively a towel covered in gunge.
Yeah, which is nice.
All right, you've got two songs, then we're talking to Jake Humphrey, so...
What's that?
Paper towel.
Well done.
Well done, Chris. See you in a bit.
The Collective on Radio 1 before that, Mode Step before that, it was Chris Moyles versus Sarah Cox in Truth or Gunge. And if you missed it, Chris got completely soaked.
Can't believe how silent Chris went.
He just...
And still.
Yeah. He just sat there. And it was like he was under a blue shower for about 3 minutes. Because it just keeps recycling it. It looked like, genuinely, you know, like those, like we said, like those little blocks you put in the toilet when you flush it and it just all goes blue. Yeah. It's like he was sat underneath one of them.
There's a photo on the Radio 1 website now and you can see Chris with his hands over his face. Blue rain. And
Sarah's just next to him, just looking like...
What's happening?
Yeah. She was so pleased not to get soaked in the end.
Yeah.
She nearly happened. Right, busy show. It is the golden hour in 8 minutes' time. Before that, though, Abu Dhabi Grand Prix this weekend. We cross live now to Abu Dhabi, where we can speak to the one and only BBC.
Obviously, hearing about you being gunged takes me back to my children's BBC days.
Sure, absolutely. Well, do you know what? It was the anticipation when you know that it's about to happen. That, it's quite exciting. However... It is as they described, disgusting and smelly. Mm. And mine was freezing.
Oh, was it?
Freezing.
Mine was
cold.
Quite warm yesterday.
Yeah. But
were they warmed? Because they used to warm hours.
No, it was freezing cold.
And then, but it was like, an ink cartridge of a fountain pen had just completely snapped in two, because I was just blue from head to toe.
Oh, my days. I remember, actually, what they used to have a load of towels on standby, and we'd hobble through from the Saturday Show studio when I was on CBBC to the dressing room, covered in freezing cold guns. Very embarrassing. But people love it. People love guns, don't they? They're obsessed with this.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, here we go then. Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Jenson Button currently second. Right, let's do the goal now. How do I look, by the way? Do I look fresh?
You do. Yeah, well, you look a little startled.
I couldn't open my eyes because I think I got a little bit in my eye and I had to keep my eyes shut. I couldn't open
Are
it.
You aware you went silent?
And you didn't move. You were just still.
Yeah. I told you I wouldn't shriek. I'm a man, my friend. I'm a man.
We were like, is Chris all right? Are we pushing him over the edge? Is he all right?
It just seemed to go on forever. And by the way, Anna is fired. I don't care what anybody says. The Chris Moyle Show. Fired. The Golden Hour. And you didn't go and Sarah, you big chickens. International Radio
1. Only had one towel, that's why.
No, that's true, by the way.
Genuinely, that's the reason.
The same one Matt's been taking home every night to wash and then bringing back
again. By the way, it's got stains all over it. Gun stains all over. Well, that sounds wrong, but you know, all over the towel. Yeah. Right, 9:01, let's do the goal now then. I want you to text me in, tell me who you are, what you're doing, where you're doing it, and what you think the year is. So if you're Dominic, you might say...
Hi, I'm Graham being gunged in Guernsey. I think the year is 1990.
If you're Dave, you might say...
Jing, I forgot about that. It feels like years ago.
Did you not see it?
No, I was listening in the car. It was hilarious. I was laughing my head off. And I was really hoping that it would be you, no offence.
Thanks.
Only because I know that Saz, you know, obviously was doing a charity thing last night out on the streets. I thought that's the last thing she needs to be covered in cold.
Well, a little bit, be a nice little refreshing wake up for her.
Do you think?
Yeah.
My favourite part was where you had to guess what word people had used to describe you, and you went for legend and got it wrong.
That was so good. That was brilliant. That was a wonderful moment.
Because I assume that they gave them words to choose from, and I'm like, well, then more people are not going to choose the word cuddly, are they?
I'm going to go for legend.
It's a bizarre word to choose, isn't it, really?
What, cuddly?
Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, no, seemingly not.
Right.
Yeah, I thought so.
But the one where they asked people in the building what they thought of you, I thought the question would be, do you think Chris knows your name?
We did joke about that the other day. We asked 30 people at Radio 1, do you think Chris has any idea what you're called?
We asked 30 people who've worked on the show.
Well, look, you know the people's names in the room with you. That's a great start.
Don't try me on surnames. What was that? What was the answer, by the way, on that? Am I approachable? Or how approachable am I?
Oh, you were...
12.
No, it was 14, I think.
14 said what?
That unapproachable.
Not very approachable.
Yeah. So more people said I was approachable.
16. Yeah, I thought you were really approachable.
I suggest that any one of those 14 today who think you're unapproachable, just give it a go.
No.
Just come on over.
Stick with what you know.
But start it with a hug.
Yeah, a hug. Go for a hug
first and then ask
questions.
Hold your
arms out wide apart and just say, come here, you.
Come here, you.
Listen, let them save it.
Cuddly thing, you.
Save it for the Christmas party. Every single year, Fern, without fail, somebody, they're generally from Newsbeat.
And drunk.
Will come up to me drunk and go, all right. And I'll go, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You don't like me very much, do you?
Oh, no.
And you're like, leave me alone, Debbie Randall. Every year.
She just keeps coming back for more.
Oh,
you can't stop her.
You still don't like me, do you?
You don't like me very much, do you? I don't even know who you are. But the thing is...
That makes them feel so much better.
Some girl said it's been one year, and I didn't think she even worked in the building. I'd never see... Because the thing is, it's only Dominic reads our news. So I never have another newsreader read the news. I'm never in Newsbeat, right? And I'm looking at
you
the guy.
You don't care for those news types, do you?
Well, no, I know lots of the news people's names, but I don't really have much to do though, only because you know.
Yeah.
I come in. I don't even sit at my own desk. Let alone go up to the second floor.
Well, I think, as we said, one of.